Time for Oceanside Community's Safety Matters. Michael Garland in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here.
And nice to see you again. Again, we keep running into each other, actually. It's amazing. All over town doing various things. So you brought notes today. We have a list of things to cover. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I think just walking here this morning to the station, I think it really brings into focus sometimes. We forget about pedestrian safety. And pedestrian safety isn't just for motorists. As a pedestrian, you've got to make sure that you're doing a few things yourself to be safe. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know what, besides keeping your eyes open, make sure you're quite visible. And of course, we're very fortunate, in this Oceanside area, we have a good relationship. And, when you're walking, make sure you're facing traffic. Don't jaywalk, a couple of big ones. And of course, we have some
Free
reflectors. Yes, indeed. It's that time of the year. We are very happy to be able to offer up free reflectors, and they're available from both of our offices, one in Parksville, one in Qualicum Beach. We're also trying to do an outreach, so we're hoping to get them distributed in Bowser at Tom's and in Nanoose at the Quality Food. So we're hoping to get out, and you'll see us out with these reflectors to make you safe.
Nice. You must have scads of them, as my mom would say.
We actually give away a fair amount, but honestly, this time of the year, when you forget about how much the time changes and the dark clouds and that,
mm-hmm.
and the onus isn't just on drivers. I mean, pedestrians, we have to step up and make sure that we're doing something to make ourselves visible.
Especially for those people who seem to have nothing but dark clothes in their closet. They really need to stock up on the reflectors, please.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
All right. What's next?
Well, actually, tying into that same theme, tomorrow, the RCMP are going to be out, and our first Halloween event is happening in Qualicum Beach. I know, at the Safety Village. So we're really looking forward to that event tomorrow night. So, again, getting into the theme of Halloween for driving smart. So for motorists, remember, stay well below the speed limit. Start thinking about it now because events are starting up already. Scan as you drive. Keep an eye open. Watch for those trick-or-treaters who may be at the roadside on the way to an event. They get all excited, and they may forget sometimes. This one is one of my pet peeves. As you know me, Dave, I have a few pet peeves. Stop means stop. So, cars coming to intersections, please don't roll through the stop sign. Don't roll through the intersection. When you've got pedestrians, especially the youth who are all jammed up and ready to rock and roll here, you know what? Make sure you take the time to stop, come to a complete stop, look around, and this should be all the time. Mm. But at this time of the year, I just really want to emphasize that this is a good time for you to pick a spot to start and be more vigilant on that. Also, and it was interesting, I had a conversation with a person this morning, and don't pass a vehicle that stopped on the road. This morning I was just speaking with a gentleman, and he was saying on his way to work, he stopped for a deer, and someone went and passed him. He said, wow. And so deer come in both two-legged and four-legged forms. So I'm just going to remind people, if a vehicle is slowing down to stop, please use a bit of common sense and a bit of decency. Slow down. Make sure you observe why they're slowing down and stopping before you jeopardize yourself, the other motorist, and whatever it is that may be crossing the road.
Good reminders. Thank you for that.
There you go. For the kids, for Halloween, this is my last chance to really warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy Halloween, but I want to warn you. Make sure your costumes fit. Goes back to pedestrians. Make sure you're able to be seen. Travel in groups or flocks. What other words can we use? I'm not going to say murder because that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because that goes to the black clothing and being a crow.
Gangs has certain baggage attached to that. So.
There they go.
Groups is good.
For the groups, follow the rules of the road and consider other ways of celebrating, like taking advantage of the Qualicum Beach Commons. That's a great event.
And that's tomorrow, you say?
That's actually starting tomorrow.
Wow.
They're doing an event, I think it's going to start at about 5 o'clock tomorrow.
So you say starting tomorrow, so it's over multiple days?
Particular one, I'm just saying about the number of events, but this specific,
gotcha. Okay.
This specific one.
Alrighty, very good. And so you covered the main topics. You know, you left me this shiny little leaflet here about...
I did. So a lot of the questions I'm getting right now is, yes, legalize cannabis.
Yes. Well, the cannabis, yes. And then the edibles.
The edibles is something that has just came into law October 17th.
Yeah.
And they're not available in stores yet. So basically, edible cannabis, we are kind of just making sure people are educated on it. Unlike having a toke, where you get the effect all automatically with the THC, you have to wait a little bit longer. And it can be anywhere from an hour to 4 hours. So if somebody offers you a brownie, don't ask for six, because it will hit you, and you don't want to be doing something like, maybe driving.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be really bad. So we're trying to make sure people realize what are the effects. And again, not all edibles are going to be ones that are going to be to get the THC. Some are for the CBD, which helps a lot of people with joint pain and stuff like that. Why we always are trying out there to educate people is that make sure you go through a place that's been licensed so you know the actual content. I had someone come to me at one of the trade shows recently, and they said, oh, yes, I have a friend. And they got me some CBD, and they said, it was terrible. I was in bed all day. I couldn't get up. You know, it was a real bad experience. But I love them. They're troopers. So they tried the second one, and it worked just great. But therein lies the danger. The capsules looked the same. The content was totally different. One ended up with a whole bunch of THC, which is not what they wanted. Mm. They wanted the CBD for medicinal. So please hold off. You can go through dispensaries that are licensed to distribute it already. The other retail stores aren't going to have it on the shelves until December. So please, if you are going to indulge the CBD for medical reasons, make sure you go through a licensed provider.
Good words of caution there from Michael Garland on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Good to see you, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.